dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio on a very special edition, the 4th of July edition specifically. We're here to provide you the daily intelligence briefing on what I think of as the war for the free world with a very special guest. He's devoting the full hour to us. He is Lieutenant General William G. Jerry Boykin, United States Army retired, a man for whom I have the absolute highest regard, not just for his extraordinary service in uniform, truly one of our great military heroes, a leader of special forces in all kinds of difficult circumstances and combat operations. He's a man who has risen to the ranks, as I said, as a three-star general, but also served in his final capacity in the Defense Department as the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, capping a lifetime spent in and with the intelligence community of the United States. He is now the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council, an ordained minister and a great friend, and I'm delighted to have him with us for this full hour. Happy 4th of July to you, General. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Frank. It's a privilege to be with you.
The privilege is truly ours, sir. Let's talk a little bit about this war for the free world. I don't know whether that's a term that means anything to anybody else but me, but I think it captures what I think is what we're up against here, which is truly a struggle to the death, not the first time, but in our time, for freedom in the civilized world we've called the free world for many years. Describe, if you would, General, the threats that we now confront in this war. And maybe we could start with the one that I know that you have spent much of your life contending with, and that is the adherence to this doctrine of Sharia, the supremacist Islamic program, of various stripes. What is it that they seek, and how grave a peril does that represent for us?
Well, what they seek is a theological concept called the caliphate. They seek domination. They seek a super state over which Islam will dominate. Now, again, most people think of Islam as a religion. Only about 16% of Islam is actually a religion. The rest of it is really a legal system and a geopolitical system called a caliphate. So they want to build this super state. And they want to implement Sharia, and they ultimately want to hopefully usher in the reign of their Messiah or their Mahdi as a result of establishing this caliphate. So that explains much of what you see, and America has to be part of that caliphate. And what we're seeing is we're seeing a fair amount of success in doing exactly what they're compelled to do theologically as they take over North Africa, as they take over most of the Middle East, as they're now, you know, we now see that they're trying to take over parts of China. They have essentially, in a more peaceful way, taken over most of Europe. And most experts will tell you by the middle of the century, Europe will be an Islamic continent. So the sad thing, though, and the thing that frightens me the most is that they're very much, Frank, in our society, in every element of our society. They're in our government, they're in our military, and they are literally being ignored here in America. In fact, in some cases, they're being supported, openly supported, and that's the greatest danger in my view.
I want to come back to that, General, because I know that this is something you've studied closely and have real insights into. But before we get to that particular piece of the equation, talk, if you would, General Jerry Boykin, about jihad as a means of achieving the geopolitical agenda that you ascribe to this doctrine of Sharia?
Yeah, Frank, we are all of us Americans are being told that jihad is an internal struggle, and that's simply inconsistent with what Islamic scholars as well as Islamic clerics have been saying for decades. Their own clerics, their own authorities have said that jihad is holy war. Now, it's not always violent holy war. Sometimes it's stealth jihad. It's jihad by means that are less violent than car bombs and suicide things and that type of thing. But jihad is fundamental to the establishment of the caliphate. It's fundamental to the furthering of the objectives of the Islamists. Jihad is a valid concept that is holy war against infidels, and it is not just an internal struggle. That is a piece of it, but it is not what their clerics, their scholars, have said for decades was really what jihad was about. It's holy war.
And holy war, as practiced by Muhammad, the perfect Muslim, was, of course, very much a violent kind of practice, namely that you would force enemies, infidels, what have you, to submit through the sword or the threat of it. There is this
That's
other
right.
piece
Muhammad
of
Muhammad actually led. It's important to remember, Muhammad actually led about half the battles that his army or his military forces were involved in. And every one of those was done under the banner of jihad.
And created both a record of conquest and a sort of model for his followers to practice in their own right. And this gives rise, of course, to something that we've come to address euphemistically, particularly under the Bush administration and now the Obama administration, under terms such as terrorism and violent extremism. But at the end of the day, General, is it correct that what we are fundamentally confronting, whether it is at the hands of Sunnis in outfits like Al-Qaeda or Taliban or the ISIS or Islamic State, whatever they're calling themselves these days, or the Shiite counterparts, notably under the leadership of Iran and Hezbollah, its proxy, are fundamentally about this practice of jihad to accomplish this Islamic end state that they strive for, according to God's will, as they see it?
Indeed. It is all about jihad. That is the methodology that is being used. And again, Frank, as you are well aware, there was a thing called the Explanatory Memorandum that talked about how the Muslim Brotherhood in America should see its work here as a type of grand jihad. So this concept of jihad is one that has been practiced for 1,400 years, and today it is being practiced in more than just the violent suicide bombings. Again, there is a stealth jihad that is ongoing, primarily in America and Europe, which could at any moment give way to the more violent jihad, but all of it is about holy war against infidels to force them to submit either through conversion or demitude, which means becoming a second-class citizen.
Right. And this is really what I wanted to come back to with you. And again, we're speaking with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now with the Family Research Council, but a man with an extraordinary record of accomplishment as a military officer and as an intelligence professional. We seem in this country largely to be missing this whole phenomenon of civilization jihad, the stealthy kind of subversive activity, and notably its insinuation into all of the society's institutions. As you said earlier, General, the civil society institutions, the church, the media, the educational system, our financial sector, to say nothing of our government. And when we come back, General, I want to ask you to sort of help parse that for us a bit, how this kind of well, seditious program as practiced by the Muslim Brotherhood is making inroads into these institutions and, more to the point, into the policies that we're pursuing that are affecting our ability to wage, let alone win, this version, this edition, this moment's aspect of the war for the free world. That subject and much more with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.